Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared, and we're not experts in music or videos.
And today, we are doing She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals. The Fine Young Cannibals. I feel like I didn't say that right.
You didn't. Okay, that's a good start. Solid start.
And we've got a guest. We had him on the podcast a few weeks ago now, and he did agree to actually do an episode with us. So please welcome our friend from Australia, Nick Kazakis.
Thank you so much for having me again. I feel like I'm that like little kid brother that just keeps wanting to hang out and no one wants him to be there. And it's just like, man, just go home. And I'm like, no, I just want to come back. Please let me hang.
No, man, if this was the case, like if we were able to record this, we'd put you as the face of our videos because you're going to bring them in. Like, this hair, it is 7 a.m. there, and you are, I mean, you're a bassist in a high-end band.
No. So you're overhyping it. Wait till people go onto my socials and see that that's not the case.
If you don't remember, Nick was the director of the Dance Monkey by Tones and I music video that we covered. And he has been so gracious to actually do an episode with us. And this is going to be huge now. So you're making us famous. Thank you.
Yeah, I think she's the one. I'm riding on her coattails. She just hit 3 billion streams, more than any other female artist in the world. I would have thought Taylor Swift would have taken that that reign. But Dance Monkey's just absolutely slayed. So it's the gift that keeps on giving.
You said 3 billion. Billion?
With a B. Like the big billion, yeah.
That's amazing.
All right, well, we're going to knock out a few of our normal things. Well, actually, we're going to skip a few of our things. We didn't do scent of the day. We don't need to. Who cares? We are drinking today. I know you can't drink at 7 a.m. I don't know how you Australians party, but probably not usually at 7 a.m.
No, that's all right. I'll just do heroin instead. No, I'm drinking water. So I'm just on water.
Water.
We are drinking Cider Boys Imperial Pineapple Hard Cider.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so now, Nick, do you have any relation to this song? I believe you said you had a little backstory.
Yeah. Growing up as a kid, I'm like the accident child. So there's like many, many years, like 17 years difference between me and the oldest brother. And they'd always listen to this kind of music, or at least this stuff would play in the background. And occasionally, you know, TV hits is what we had, and Rage would play this song, and it really creeped me the fuck out. Like, it was just a song that, like, I mean, the song was catchy, but then I'd watch the video and I'd feel a sense of unease, and I don't know why. And every time I'd watch it,
we're
definitely dissecting it now. I've had to open up past trauma now. It's like opening up a scab and letting it bleed. So, I think it's the best video ever made. So,
oh, no, we might be wrong on our scores.
Travis, you got anything to this song?
I don't. And again, this happens all the time. This was a sitting at home doing my own music video night, and the song was stuck in my head, which it tends to do, and now I can't stop singing it, but we just decided to watch the video, and it is what it is. I have no attachment to it other than a music video night.
I have an attachment to it now because of you two dickheads. I really wanted to veto this, but because Nick said he really wanted to do it, I was like, okay, I won't do it. And so whatever happens, I want you to know that it's both of your fault. Travis's for picking it and Nick for supporting it.
And Jared for not vetoing it.
Yeah, I feel like you, when you pitched it to me and you gave me the options on the list, it felt like a tack on at the end, which was just like, oh, and yeah, Fine Young Cannibals. And I'm like, yeah, that's the one. And you're like, damn it.
That's exactly what it was. It was a tack on because I didn't have anything else to come up with. So,
all right, Travis. So give us a little background on this video.
Okay. This is a video from 1988. Again, it is the Fine Young Cannibals. They're an English band, group, whatever you want to call them. It is directed by Felipe, and I'm going to butcher this last name, Decouffle, maybe? He's French. I don't know how to say it correctly. The song did reach number one in Austria, Canada, New Zealand, Spain, and your home country, Australia. Interesting enough.
Woo! There we go.
But yeah, Felipe, he's directed a couple music videos. This one won Best Music Video at the 1988 Brit Awards. And I guess his claim to fame is he choreographed the opening and closing ceremonies of the 1992 Winter Olympics. Okay. He's a mime, a choreographer, and a director.
I really wish you had video recordings of this, because Jared's head is in such disbelief. He's just shaking it. He's just like, nope, it did not win Best Music Video. Nope, he did not go to achieve great success.
So we're not allowed to do research. Like, he's only allowed to look stuff up because he picked the video. So we're going in blind. You know, I have no idea about. And so for him to tell me here that this won Video of the Year, I'm mad. I'm madder than I was.
Yeah, Best Music Video.
Okay.
The Aussies love him.
Yeah.
The people have spoken. So did the Olympics. So
that's right.
All right. Well, I guess. So, Nick, you're going to do the honors. So this is, you're going to do a basic walkthrough of the video. You're not going to insert any of your thoughts into it or anything. Just tell us what's happening in the most basic terms in this video.
All right. So I'm just going to press play and walk it through, or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Essentially, as quickly as you can, though.
Oh, okay. So how do we, a basic walkthrough? I think it's just like jumping into the madness of this guy's love psychosis, right? So,
you're getting into theories. You just tell us what's happening.
we have people jumping around and awkwardly dancing, and
that's yep, it. There
we
it is.
Have emotionless band members who are playing guitar but seem like they have no soul, and we have a lead singer who seems like he's in eternal pain. That's it. That's all I've got.
That's it. Okay. That's exactly it. That is 100% what we're seeing on screen.
Eternal pain.
I feel like that's a theory too, but that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing right now.
No, that's perfect. There are a couple things to note in the video. So you have a yellow suit guy and a black suit guy wearing hats and tanning goggles and gloves on their body. You also have a oversized black and white pinstripe suit guy. You have a blue jumpsuit television head guy. You have black and red spandex suits with shoulder pad girls. There are two Oompa Loompas in green and pink outfits. There is a pillow guy and the band. That's everybody involved in the video.
But no drummer.
No.
No drummer.
The three-piece.
Yeah, three-piece and the two like, guitarists maybe are not on beat.
No.
Let me. This has nothing to do with the theory or anything, but are they twins?
Oh, the two band members.
Yeah,
I thought are that too. I thought at first it was just camera trickery, and it was the same guitarist just for symmetry in the video. Like they just kind of made it a triangular shape, but it they're different. They've got a different haircut. So,
oh okay,
it looks they're like either identical twins same. Or generic white guys.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
That's all I've got.
It's two different guitars, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or is it?
It's
are
two
they
different.
Both pink.
One's red. One's pink.
One's red.
No, nope,
they're
both
pink.
Pink. Okay. Well, one catches on fire really early on before they've earned any right to have a guitar catch on fire.
And then the splash of water over the singer's head, and then that
they
never
smash a bottle on him.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So then that happens and never gets referenced again.
No, yeah, he's never wet in the entire video after that. At all. It's so weird. Let's get in. Did y'all break down the lyrics? Did you listen or read the lyrics?
I didn't get to the breakdown of the lyrics. I've just heard the song too many times. So I've got it.
That's fine. Lyrically, he is talking about how, not how, but that he has been driven crazy by this female. But he never references why or how or what she has done to drive him crazy. So he is literally just going on and on about how crazy he is and never tells us what happened at all.
And I have to, again, assault both of you, aside from the video, because I tried to listen to it without the video. You know, if you just listen to the song, you can't understand anything he's saying.
No.
I had to put on closed captionings in this video to get it. And this is the second video this season, aside from Send Me On My Way, you son of a bitch, where I have to, like, closed caption these songs, and I shouldn't have to do that.
Again, you could have vetoed.
The lyrics aren't that bad, though. I don't think... Lyrically, it's not a bad written song. Poorly written? Whatever works.
It's not, but it doesn't make any sense. He just talks about being crazy the whole time.
Yeah, well, she's driven him there.
But why? What did she do? What kind of vehicle was she driving?
Maybe he's just past that threshold of insanity that he can't even figure it out anymore. Like, there's just no clarity. He's just insane now, and that's it. And that's then he's just speaking facts.
Yeah. Fair enough. let's get into some theories. Let's just talk about it. Or did you have something else you wanted to hit on?
I don't think so. I have my one-sentence summation, because it doesn't tie into a theory or anything.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Okay.
I put this is an what 80s AI would create if you said a musical interpretation of a murder confession.
Okay.
Wow, that's good. That's very good. I do like that. This is like probably the first test of AI, you know? Like, yeah. This is exactly it.
Oh, we have another theory coming into play, too.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for your one sentence, Nick, or do you need to save it for later?
Oh, I'll go last just because I think mine's a little too long. I came up with it. I did a whole thesis. So.
It's a run-on sentence. No.
Yeah. I'm going to hold on to mine for a second, too.
Okay. All right, you can hold on to it, Nick.
But I will go ahead and get into a basic... This is my cop-out theory. Can I say that?
Yep.
This is legitimately the manifestation of a psychotic break.
Okay.
So he's gone psychotic. He's lost his mind. And you get to see a glimpse into what is actually happening in his head. So it is the manifestation of a real psychotic break happening on screen. It has no explanation at all.
Okay. That's it? Just a psychotic break?
It's okay. Just a psychotic break put into film.
Okay.
It's a cop-out. I get it.
Yeah, it's a short, easy one. Like, yeah,
I started there as well, and then I went deeper and darker the more I watched the video and the more I listened to the song, and then I went real stupid with it. So
you did it exactly right.
Mine... Maybe I'll do my summation now, which is, I think the subliminal messages hidden in the erratic visuals and dance moves are rumored to trigger uncontrollable urges, all disguised to encapsulate the song's theme of love-induced madness. So I reckon my theory is that the record company was just like, we are going to associate madness and love with this song to sell records, so they... hypnotized us with this fucked up video. And that's why I think it like kind of that like it's a subliminal messaging in this. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, like some meta. Like they were trying to create something meta to pull us into sale.
Yeah. Yeah. But more sinister.
So the trailer of a scary movie that is based in psychology of music creators?
Yeah, I'm going into like multiverse dimensions here. So yeah, that's basically what I'm doing.
Okay, so I want to explore yours a little bit then. Okay, so in this, so you said there's some subliminal messaging going on, right? What, like, if since they're the main characters, the dude in the black and the dude in the yellow suit, what are they presenting to us? Like, what is their message?
Like, that feels like the rabbit hole, like Alice in Wonderland and going down the rabbit hole. Because they're just like, we're always following this weird journey, this race towards madness, you know, like, and they're not walking there, they're hopping to it, which is just so bizarre. And then you get Pillow Person, who I don't even know what the fuck Pillow Person is, but Pillow Person then joins in, and it's like the next level. It's almost like Dante Alighieri's, you know, the steps are like, what is it, the levels of hell?
Oh,
and
we're
getting to the next level. So this is like stage 2 or 3 or maybe 58. But it's like the next stage of madness. And it just keeps getting crazier and crazier with the women that headbutt each other to death, I presume. And then and then TV guy is just that like bridge. Because it's like, it feels like the TV head is like the bridge for us to, like, that's the voice of the audience. I'm going way too far into dissecting this. But
no,
like,
no.
This is where I think, like, hey, you're, like, it's almost, that's the on-the-nose point where it's like, hey, you're watching this, and now we're sucking you into this. And then you're getting into, like, the spiral of madness. And then it's the awkward framing of the singer. Like, I noticed his tongue moving more than I like was looking in his eyes. It's like he's framed just like, I think, midway between his eyebrows and like halfway up his chin. And like, I'm just like, his tongue is just like drawing me in. And it's like I'm going into his mouth, into the depths of his core and his soul. I promise I was not doing hard drugs when I was watching this.
Yeah, no. This is why we needed a director to do an episode with us anyway, because it's so it's so deeper than what we would normally go. And Lord knows you probably got it right. That's probably exactly what this is.
I don't know. Someone needs to get in touch with this director, and he's just like, are you all mad? I just wanted cool visuals.
Yeah. I just noticed, do you think the, I'm with all that. I think that it could be some type of, but do you think he's aware, like the creators, the director, what was his name?
Felipe.
Do you think he's aware of what message he's trying to send? Like, or is he also subconsciously presenting this idea of the madness loop?
This has to be subconscious. Like, I don't think he knew what he was doing. It's like
he doesn't
like
even
a mad
know he did.
Scientist, like, you know, creating Frankenstein and not realizing what you've done. And I think he's just unleashed this psychosis on the world.
Yeah, fair.
So that is part of my theory, and I got to do research on this guy, which he's fascinating, believe it or not.
The singer or the director?
The director.
Director.
And this is like an inner psyche of the director. The kid started out doing in mime school in some famous cirque school in France. So he started out as a mime and got into choreography and directing videos and stuff like that. So I think this is the inner psyche of this director. It's fascinating what he's done.
Yeah, and that fits because, like, so you can look at the guy in the pinstripe suit. It looks like it could be jail, but it's also mime.
It's very
and
mime.
His sleeves are mime. They're
yes,
black
they
and
are.
White stripes. So he is inserting mime into this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, so it could literally just be his inner
mimeness.
Yes. Yeah, like, but it's tangoing with the other sides of him, of doing videography and doing choreography, because he does put dance in here. It's not great dance. But there is dance.
It's 1988 dance, yeah.
So, and the whole video does seem to have a competing vibe to it, right? Like the two dancers are competing with each other the whole time. The two women are headbutting each other. It's a competitive, so maybe his psyche is trying to figure out which one to will overcome. And like, he hasn't figured himself out yet. He doesn't know what he really wants to do.
Guys, what are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
This is what happens when you get a professional director.
Jared's over this.
I'm losing my mind. Okay.
Jared's so over this conversation.
No.
And Travis is only linked to this because there was one moment of dance, which I know is your favorite. So, like, that's basically it.
That's it.
No.
That's all we're clinging to.
It's just great. So maybe, like, this is what happens when you get in your own little bubble. This is how it won Video of the Year. Like, it means none of this. And we're like, no, it does.
It does.
This is when you put, like, I think people, artists have done this before, where they'll just put, like, some trash on, like, a podium in, like, a gallery, and it's nothing more than that, but people create more depth.
Yep.
And I'm not calling this video trash. I still love it, but maybe he just, like, did some random stuff, and we're like, no, it's deeper.
It's so much deeper. It's not, but yeah, it is.
Okay, so I can say this to support the fact that I do believe that they put some effort into it. So did either one of you go back and watch live performances of the song?
No.
Of them doing it live?
I did not.
Okay, so I watched like 3 different performances over the decades of them performing this. The guy, the lead singer in real life, is so charismatic and friendly and like jumping around and like happy-faced, light in his eyes. Which leads me to believe in this video, his performance is purposefully this way. It is a character of some kind because he's not like this in real life. So they are presenting us something here that we are to figure out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not everybody does that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I got you. No, yeah. That's true, though. So he's so far out of character that we know he's representing something.
This is an intentionally strange thing. And I think a lot of the video, maybe not a lot of it, some of it is in reverse.
Some of it is. The headbutting?
The women.
Yes. Yeah, women are in reverse. I saw that too. So give us a theory, Jared. You haven't given us anything yet.
Sorry. Let's see. Okay, so I think whoever is driving him crazy, he is still like in pursuit. Just for the sake of ease, it's just a woman, right?
Yeah.
He's in pursuit of this person, which I think has something to do with the race, but the two different people that we see dancing are his drive. They are always pressing forward and competing in his mind toward, like, they're different parts of his psyche toward a goal, right?
Okay.
Which I think is represented by their tending mag glasses, because they are so narrow, you can only look ahead of you. You can't, it's like horse blinders, you know, you can't look from side to side. So I think the blinders are made because they only look at each other or forward. They don't look around at things, except when they're dancing, right? And I think that the pillow person is in between them, right? And that his ego that he's trying to press on through. So it keeps getting bumped and knocked down and bruised, but his drive keeps it getting back up between them and pushing forward to his goal.
So you went deep too.
I did.
You did.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. That's better than anything. Like, that's it. How are you not on board with us by saying this is the best video ever? That is just brilliant.
I don't know. I don't think that's it, because I have a theory that I think it might be.
Okay.
That is also just weird, but I think we are getting into the deep fun stuff, and I don't have a lot of explanations for like some of it. I think when he gets hit in the head with the bottle, he doesn't blink. He doesn't even react to it, right? I think that shows his focus is he will not be distracted by drinking. And when you see the TV, he will not be distracted by the TV. Like, because you don't see the dancers with the TV.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is distracting him from going forward toward this person.
Okay. And it's good. That's the worrying thing about this. It's a good theory. They are always pressing forward, and you tying in the tanning bed goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Do they wear those in Australia, by the way, Nick?
No, and that's why I think I was freaked out by it as well, because it's like, it's so disconnected. Like, you know, as humans, we're naturally connected to people by looking into their eyes, and because these soulless goggles are just like staring at me in this screen, I didn't like it. I didn't like it as a child. I don't like it now.
That's fair.
And we're really known for swimming here as well. Like, we always win gold medals at the Olympics, but I don't want it in my life. So.
Oh, it's okay. Man. He did the Winter Olympics, not the Summer Olympics. So,
okay.
That's a good theory, Jared. I like that you tied in something to it.
Sure. What do we think about his eye contact throughout the video?
Okay,
we got to get into that. Obviously,
normally we do get into that. So we're torn in different videos on whether we like or dislike eye contact. And it was about the third time of my studying going through it, I realized how much eye contact was in here, and it didn't really bother me. So I'm okay with as much as it is, and I shouldn't be.
Okay.
I was drawn more to the tongue contact more than anything else because of just that framing.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I just want to sidetrack it a little bit, but it's like, if you gave me this pitch back in the 80s, right? And I'm talking of the time, right? And someone's like, all right, we got this song, You Drive Me Crazy. It's about a guy who's obsessed with a girl and it's making him lose his mind. I'd be like, all right, cool. This is something fun. Maybe we could have the dude on the beach and he sees this beautiful woman and he's like, you know, and then back then it would be always a little bit kind of controversial because it'd be a bit stalkerish, but like he's following her around and seeing this beautiful woman and he's just in love, but he's always happy. And they've gone the complete opposite on this, where it's just like there is no woman other than two headbutting each other that have nothing to do with who he's obsessed with, and he is miserable. Like, you look at the final frames in this clip, it looks like he's tormented. He looks away from the camera and tilts his head downwards as it fades to black, because he will never be sane again. It is so sad. And that's why I think it's so brilliant. This director flipped the script on what is a poppy song.
Yeah. We will get into that, I think, after theories, like on how we think, you know, we always rate the acting and how we think they come across in the video too. We will definitely be coming back to him. I just wanted to get into the eye contact.
Cool. I jumped ahead.
No. You were great. You were great. Yeah, because it is, I don't know, I can't say I dislike it. I think it fits.
It's supposed to be here,
yeah.
It's crazy and emotionless.
Oh, it's not emotionless.
No, his eye contact is. Not the video. His eye contact.
No, he's full of something.
He's full of crazy, and crazy people don't have feelings.
Crazy and depression.
They have no emotions.
This man has feelings. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, Nick, do you got any other theories that you want to toss at us, or did you just have the one madness one?
My theory still stands, which I just think it's designed, it's to manipulate the masses into psychosis, so Love and Madness are linked up to the track, so sales can go up. That's my conspiracy theory. So anytime you're mad, you associate it with this song. Anytime you're in love, you associate it with this song, and it just drives it up.
Okay. I'm going to take us into a theory to get us out of this psychosis part.
Okay.
Okay. And this is generally what I feel this is about.
Okay.
Everyone, we can agree that the two little people that come out of the pipes, they are Oompa Loompas, right?
Yep.
We can agree on that.
Okay.
Have you watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? The original one from 1971.
Absolutely.
This
has so many of those vibes. Absolutely.
So what this is this is the grown-up children that are still stuck in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory after years of psychotic torture from the Oompa Loompas.
Everybody in the video?
They're all represented by children who have been stuck in the chocolate factory.
Like the warehouse has shut down and they've just been left there to survive from the dregs of whatever chocolate was left.
And they can never leave, and so this is now their life. This is their personality. So, television guy, that's Mike TV.
Okay, strong start.
No way.
Strong start.
That's huge.
The two girls, Violet Beauregard and Veruca Salt.
Yep.
The guy, the pinstripe suit, that's Augustus Gloop. And then you have Willy Wonka and Charlie Bucket as the two yellow and black dancers that are running the entire thing.
Okay.
And that's it. That's what it is. It is all of them grown up.
Who's Pillow Guy?
Okay, all right. So I'm not opposed to this.
Pillow cushion person.
Did I have one?
Now's your time to shine, Travis. Make it up.
It's that is the first kid that ever came. We don't get to hear about him in the story. But he's the first kid that was ever let in. And that's a whole nother backstory. That's Willy Wonka, the prequel. And we'll get to hear about him later.
She Drives Me Crazy Part 2. That's where that comes out.
Yes,
the origins.
The only two-part episode we've ever done.
Yeah, but why else would you have? Because those are clearly Willy Wonka, like Oompa Loompas. There's no other reason for them to be in there. Their face paint is the exact same color that you get from the movie. Why else are they in there if this isn't a reference to Willy Wonka?
I have my own theories on that, Travis. Okay. And I don't hate that. I think it's a great, an excellent stretch to get there, especially the Mike TV, because they're dressed like the scientists and everything. That's exactly. So good.
The Mike TV thing killed me. Like, he was so that person, he evolved into a TV. That's just perfect.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And I think because you're all welcome. That first one is so strong, it makes me want to believe everything else you say.
Yes, right? That's why you start with Mike TV.
Yeah, that's the hard end.
Yeah.
Okay, well, is there anything to do with the factory or their... I see how you got there, but is there anything that ties it into Willy Wonka?
Oh, I mean, it's insane. It's crazy. And Willy Wonka was absolutely insane and crazy. And there were so many different rooms. The rooms are all represented. They're all in different, you know, types of rooms, different colors. It's for sure Willy Wonka's factory.
Okay. It's gotta be.
I found out it's who the I just figured out who the pillow guy is. It's that employee that he has. You know, the it's him. It's that like employee that's disguised to be one of the competitors.
Slug. Oh. Mr. Slug?
Slugworth.
Slugworth. Yeah, Slugworth. Yeah, yeah. And like the reason why he's got all that padding is because these kids are attacking him because he was like the one left behind. And, you know, he needs to protect himself any way that he can. So perfect. It's Slugworth or whatever that guy's name is. Yeah.
I pulled that name out of my ass. I have no idea how that came to me.
It's literally one of my favorite movies of all time. So I can name all the characters.
Wow. I love it, Travis. That was one that I didn't even cross my mind. It didn't even get me.
I'll give a little bit of credit to Lacey for that because I did say, what's up with the little people? She's like, those are Oompa Loompas. I was like, yeah, I know, but why? And then, of course, I was like, oh, the whole thing.
She just sees little people and calls them Oompa Loompas every time. That's all that is. Okay, all right, this is not a theory, but I just wanted to, I noticed it kind of throughout the video, okay? So does he, the lead singer, not look like he ages throughout the video?
Ooh.
Like when you start the video, if you start all the way over, he's in that, it's like the peach when he gets the thing broke on his head. He looks so much younger than he does when he's in the jacket at the end.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah. And I have no theories based on that, but it does look like he goes through three different time periods in his life. And each time the fabric around his neck gets thicker. I don't know if that is.
Which is him drowning in madness, right?
Yeah. Like it's suffocating.
Coming up until he's consumed.
Taking him out.
So in part two, he's going to have a turtleneck over his eyes. This is going.
It'd just be a one-piece suit, like just a coverall. That's it.
Okay, so I have my theory that I think it's about.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you're not going to top Willy Wonka, but go ahead, try.
It is. okay. Okay, all right. So I think while I like Willy Wonka, I like the madness thing, I think we're going to... All right, so you have to think of the time as 88, right? So the references to music videos and the depth of music videos is not that high yet. The concept of them is... what made me think of this video was King of Wishful Thinking. Do you remember that video?
Yes.
Do you remember that, Nick?
Yeah, it's
okay, it's super literal. Like, what he's singing about is just happening in the video. And I think that's what this is, and I have a lot of dates. Okay?
Okay, bring it on.
All right, are we ready? Let me pop my knuckles here. Okay, crack everything. All right, so this was 1988.
That was a good crack.
Yeah. So, and the thing that started this theory was the very opening of the video, the black and the yellow, they are jumping like Frogger. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So that's a reference to 1981's Frogger. And then we have the striped suit, which was 1988 also. That's Beetlejuice.
Okay.
We have the girls are Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Ooh, I like that.
And also Madonna, because they have the little breast things on, which is around the same time as well. Pillow Person is Raggedy Ann, which the cartoon came out in 1988 as well. The two players is Contra, 1988.
Okay.
I think I had something else too. Oh, that was all of them. But they're all right in that time frame of all 87, 88.
What are the Oompa Loompas?
They are Mario 2 when he's pulling the things out of the ground, the turnips.
Okay.
And so I think that the song himself, he's singing about video games, which we haven't tried to tie the lyrics in anything, and we haven't even questioned it. Like, yes, the song is about madness, going mad, Nick, of course, but like, as far as the Willy Wonka thing, how does the song tie into it? And I think She Drives Me Crazy is Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man? Okay, I was thinking like Princess Peach.
It could be. It could be. That's fine. It was just a like Miss Pac-Man was one of the biggest selling video games. And so I think all of it is in reference to his addiction to video games and being driven mad by them.
I will 100% applaud the effort that you just put into that, because that's very good.
Yeah, my mouth is slowly opening until my jaw's like hitting the ground with this, because it's like, and what the video, the TV is like the vessel for him to play those games. Yeah. Is that essentially? Yeah, you're just like, yeah, sure, why not?
Help me.
Yeah, no, that's perfect, because that's generally what we used to fight and, over stuff. When
holy
we
shit!
Oh, he figured it out.
My mind just broke. And the fucking pillow guy is the couch he's sitting on to play the games.
It is. Yeah, I put Raggedy Ann because that's when the cartoon was. I had to wiki 1988.
All right,
but yeah, the pillow they're sitting on, sure.
So they have multiple meanings in here.
Or it could be the carpet that they rode around in on Mario 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
okay.
And the desert, when they go into the little jars. I mean, maybe it's all about Mario 2. I said Miss Pac-Man, but the more I go into it, it could all be
about Mario, yeah. Yeah. And she being Princess Peach.
Yeah.
Mm.
That cheating slut.
Okay, God. I like it. I'm not gonna lie, I do like it. Them being dressed in the all black could be the bullets.
They could
from
be the
video game.
Yep, could be. Oh,
that's good. Yeah. I don't hate it. So anyway, yes, we generally nowadays we used to
argue
and fight over how dumb our ideas were, and then recently, not recently, but. He got mad at me for doing that too many times, and so now we try to support each other. So you did great with the pillow.
So it's a very positive environment that we're in now.
Yeah, I'm glad you started in a good realm. Yes.
That's pretty good. So it is either about Willy Wonka or it's about video games.
Sure.
Or it's about...
It is about madness. It is about mad. I think Nick is right. It is absolutely about madness.
I think it is too.
But like, I think some of these references are there.
Yeah. No, I agree. Even if it's subconscious.
I didn't dive deep enough into it, but I would say that's like diving into madness, which is the essential of like Alice in Wonderland, and it's that kind of like chasing after Alice. Maybe there we go. That's my quick jump in with that. So
yeah. And Alice is the one that's driving everybody crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And
no,
then you've
got
Mad Hatter in there. I don't know which character's which, but, you know.
No, I think theoretically yours is spot on. I think me and Jared found meanings that couldn't possibly be there, which is fantastic.
I prefer yours, though. I think, and so would the director, too. I think he'd prefer your path.
Yeah.
Felipe just fucking loved Mario. That's all it was.
Biggest Mario and Charlie at the Chocolate Factory.
Ever. That's good. Okay. Did you have any more theories, or was that the biggie?
That was my big one.
Yeah.
I did put that, again, it was the second video we covered where an instrument caught on fire. The other was Sherry Sherry Lady.
Yes, it was.
But they didn't get us scared. I think they did change it out, though. I think when the guitar caught on fire, they do a quick cut.
They do, because there's no one behind it.
Yeah, it's like a mannequin or like a dummy with the clothes on. Yeah. Okay, cool. So we just did that. Let's get any other theories, Nick. You got anything left, or is that it? Any other thoughts?
That's I think we've like left nothing on the cutting room floor. Like, that's as much as we can bring into this video. So.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's get into our other little things. Acting. How was the acting?
It's emotionless. It's great. I think they're conveying exactly what they need to do. Like, there is no, like, there is nothing behind these people's souls. And that's why I'm thinking it's just like that madness. Like, even our lead singer, I don't know his name, but like, he has so much pain behind his eyes throughout this clip. And I just applaud the fact that they took that direction, where it's just like, I can't help myself. You're driving me crazy and I am miserable. And that's what I felt throughout this whole thing. And then the guitarists behind him look dazed. And if you strap them in white jackets and put like the surrounding room as like white padded walls, everyone would look like they're in a mental asylum.
Oh yeah, easy. And I think because of this eye contact and the way, like the pain and sadness you're talking about, I would put money that he beats his wife.
I was gonna say it, but then I wasn't gonna say it. But like the idea behind this whole thing is like, this is one step away from being like Buffalo Bill's theme song,
yeah.
You know, from like Silence of the Lambs. Like that's how close it is to being a stalker's song.
Yeah. So I think I'm on board with you. I think the acting is great. I really do. For what it is, it's great.
I'm okay with it. I think he doesn't sell it at the beginning of the video. I think like about halfway through is when he starts to believe how insane he is. But at the beginning, I'm just like, he's making eye contact because he thinks it's intimidating. But by the end, I'm like, oh no, he knows now he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's got it.
That's fair.
Yeah. He's conceited.
Yeah. Hold on. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds, when him and the band, the two guitarists, do their little dance move.
Yeah.
I wanted y'all both to guess how many takes it took them to do it.
Oh, it took six. At least six.
At least, yeah.
I'm going to go 12 because it felt stop motion-y.
Very stilted, yeah.
Is that when they step out to the side or when they're like spinning? Yeah.
When they step out. When they do
it. Oh, when they do that. Oh, yeah. That's got to be at least... Yeah, I'm going to give it 10. Film stock, okay. They wouldn't have gone more than that. So,
well, maybe you're right, and it is stop motion. They just had to splice it all together to make it look like they did it.
All right, next thing is, do they go together? I'll start. Okay. No, I'm going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they go together, but now that we've seen it, I don't know what else you would put with it. So it's an on the fence no.
Okay.
Initially for me it was a no because I saw it as an uplifting song, but you know, the director sold me his vision and it's 1,000 times yes.
Okay, that's perfect.
Well, so do they go together? I just have to envision what else, what other video there would be, and I can think of a lot of things that are in this video that shouldn't be here.
Like, right.
It's very strange, and so I think that's why I have to kind of give it a no. Because it, just as you said, Nick, like, when you hear the song, is this, would any of this come into your mind?
No.
Nope. Not at all.
And I just don't, now I will say, I think his performance does.
His performance does.
Yeah, but all the weird stuff in the background just is, if you muted it, you'd be like, what is happening?
Yeah. Even if you put our theories into play, right? Mario or Willy Wonka. Again, this is not how you would represent that.
No.
And if you were trying to represent that in a music video, this is not how you would do it. So,
yeah.
I'm going to say no, but it's still on the fence.
I do want, so I'm going to make Nick start on this one. So if you can make this video, because you are a director, you have done this, what would you change about this video? Like, what would you do to present this?
That's good, Jared. I like that. Make him go first.
Yeah, make
this.
Him go first.
I mean,
yeah.
if I'm to take this current video or just like structure the whole thing, like if
give
I
us
were
both.
To do a pitch
give us both.
Well, I wouldn't change this for the life of me. I think it's a masterpiece the way it is. Jared's like losing his mind right now. He's just like, why? Why do you keep selling this video? If I were to pitch it, I would have just done something where it's just like someone that's chasing after a woman that he can't get way above his league, that kind of thing. And it would have just been like maybe at a house party or, you know, something like that. I would have made it just like a more like uplifting summer vibe video. And, you know, this is coming from a guy who makes horror films too, and this is way more haunting than anything I've ever made. So, like, you know, it's so good. I don't know. I just, I would have done something a little bit more uplifting, but then that's just, you know, again, credit to this director who's clearly a genius, who was just like, wow, that is so on the nose. You have no artistic integrity. And he's right.
But I think, like, you're so, I don't know if it's stuck in you from being little or hearing the song so many times. You have such a positive outlook on the song. And, like, in this video, he's horrifying. And he's clearly, like, obsessing, probably going to murder, like, Richard Ramirez, Night Stalker, somebody. And, like, I don't know. I don't know what I would change, but I think it should be all him. Or, like, him, if it's going to be a video of other things, like, stalking or, like, you know, creeping on somebody, there's nothing friendly about his performance in this. It is soulless and it's dark. Like, you don't, when he's making eye contact, I'm like, oh, that's a friendly guy I need to hang out with. I'm like, I need to put my cat away.
Okay. let me tell you what I would change. I think this video, if you just look at the title, She Drives Me Crazy, they got crazy.
Yeah.
But they didn't get the She Drives Me.
You want some cars in
here. I want She Drives Me, right? I do. No, I want a female antagonist.
Okay.
I want her driving a vehicle with him in it. And I don't mind having some of this weird stuff in it,
mm-hmm.
but that being in his head, show me what she's doing to create this crazy going on in his head.
Well, you know, I think that would kind of fit, like, with... Because to me, this is me making fun of you in a positive way.
Yeah.
Like... being driven around by a woman who's driving you crazy is literal and it's stupid, but mm-hmm. it's 80s. Like, it absolutely fits with this.
Right.
So I think those are both, like, excellent changes. But that also kind of makes me think of maybe the Cars.
Sure.
Like, the band The Cars, like, something that they would do, kind of.
Oh, okay. But that would still work.
Sure.
Like, yeah. give me a reason that this lady has driven you so absolutely nuts that these are the thoughts that are going through your head.
I think Princess Peach is just giving him the cold shoulder.
Yeah, I think. What if you did a Mario Kart themed with Princess Peach driving the cart?
Oh, I think that's it.
And what about Ms. Turtle Pac-Man? Shell? She's eating everything else but him, you know? So yes. It's like essentially like...
He's a ghost. He's a haunting...
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, we're going to go forever.
Oh, chasing... Okay. There you go! This is why this clip is brilliant, but also the song is brilliant. You could pitch this video 7,000 different ways, and all of them are yes.
Okay.
All right, let's get on. All right, which is better? Which is better?
Video or song, which is better?
I'm going to go the song, because when I was a kid, it traumatized me where... I liked the song, and then the video freaked me out, and every time I heard the song, it kind of made me have the ick. So, like, I'm going to say the song, but now adult life where everything's a threat and everything's, like, I think it's a warning sign. So, I don't know. I'm going to go the song.
Sure.
I'm going to agree. I think the song, as fascinating as this video is, the song is generational, and it will live on forever.
I don't like either one. I think that this, it's just because I can't understand it. I tried to listen to this song 3 times in the car, and I was like, aside from She Drives Me Crazy, I had no idea what he was saying. It's catchy because you can yell that part. Yeah. But I'm going to pick song with both of you just for the sake of ease, but it's only because I had to.
Okay. All right, next question. Would you music video night with the Fine Young Cannibals?
Yeah, I would.
I think, is that based on this video, or is that based on you watching live performances?
It's based on all of it. Like, because...
Okay, on just this video, so we can stay true to why we do that. Based on just this video, do you have the same answer?
I do not. I would not hang out with this man at
there
all.
There we go.
I wouldn't either. It's like,
yeah.
The name, the looks they're giving, the obsession... The fact that they're calling themselves cannibals, it's like, she drives me crazy. I can't help myself. Is he just killing women and eating them? You know, like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's just getting to, like, too many warning signs. Like, how many red flags do you want?
And that is why I had to rephrase this for Jared, because I knew he had way too much context going into this, and I knew what the correct answer is, and the correct answer is hell
it isn't.
No.
But I do encourage both of you to go and watch the live performances of these.
Yeah, sure.
A, he sounds great. He sounds just like this. But he's so much more charismatic and fun. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Now our nonsense rating. We won't make Nick go first on this one. Do you have a...
I do. Yeah. This is four hits of a gravity bong.
four hits of a gravity bong?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say this is 50 lives on Miss Pac-Man.
Okay. Now you get to go, Nick.
mine is 100 stars twirling. You know those animated stars when people get knocked out? 100 stars of those going around my head watching this.
That's it. That's perfect video game reference, that's correct. Too. That's good.
There you go.
All right. Well, now I know that. Now we're at the where we guess each other's scores. I'm completely off for Nick's. I know that.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Nick, I'm going to guess your score first, Nick, okay? Let's both guess his. Okay, so Nick, I guessed your score at a 3.41.
I guessed you at a 5.10. What is real
score?
No.
Wait, what does it get to? Like, is it
10.
At 10 or
10
even. 10 even.
I'm like 9.75. Like, oh, I'm just God. So Unreal. High up.
Make sure you write that down.
I wrote it down. But now I'm curious. I want to know what you rate Dance Monkey.
Let's just say Tones deserved better with Dance Monkey. Like,
billion fun views, clip, Nick. Still,
yeah. Okay, so 9.75 from Nick for She Drives Me Crazy.
Is that like the highest score you've ever had in any...
As a guest.
Like,
as a guest, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, now there has been a single 10
on the whole podcast.
The whole podcast. Throughout every single season, there has been one 10 that was Jared's Lady Gaga Bad Romance.
Yeah, that's the best video of all time.
That's 100% flat his 10. Yep.
Yep. But 9.75, wow. Okay, cool. That's very high. I want to know, what episodes have you listened to? I got to know now what, you're rating this higher than everything.
9.75, hey.
I've listened to a fair few. Like, this is my guilty pleasure podcast now, where I'm just like, if I want to, like, cure depression, I listen to you. So now I'm like, it makes me laugh, and I absolutely love it. So
We're not going to put you on the spot.
More positive vibes.
Yeah, we're going to let you hold on to this 9.75. It's going to go in the records.
All right, Jared.
Yep.
I had you guessed at a 3.26.
Okay.
Nick, I had 2.76, which is really weird that we both had... Because did you just say 7.6 as well?
3.26.
Oh, 2.6. Yeah, I had 2.76 because I know how much you detested this.
Yeah, mine, it's a 2.50.
Oh, you're almost dead on, Nick. Good job.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
All right.
You knew. I like how you guessed mine so close after one conversation, but we were so far off from yours.
So far off.
Okay. So, Nick, what's your guess for Travis?
Travis, I had a little bit higher because there's dancing in this. So I gave it a 4.26.
Okay.
I don't know why I did 2.6 as well, which that's why I was like freaked out that you had a 2.6 in yours. So that's
That's interesting. Okay.
I did you a 2.19.
All right. Actual score 4.16. And Nick is
He's killing it.
He was 1/10 of a point off from guessing my score. And like 2/10 of a point from guessing yours. That's crazy.
You have a record on this podcast right now. That's incredible.
my strike rate is pretty good now, so that's it. I'll never do another podcast just in case I'm terribly wrong.
That's wow, fantastic, good job, Nick.
Round of applause, Nick.
He got closer, and we've been doing this so long, and we didn't get close enough to each other's, which is unusual.
I based it on him saying it freaked him out. I expected it to be so low.
I knew he would be a little bit above because he even agreed to do this damn podcast with us.
That's also true.
Oh, that's perfect. All right. Is there anything else on our list that we have to cover?
Let Nick plug his... your movie just got in a couple of top 10 lists.
It did.
Give it some plugs, man.
That was crazy. So, like, Collider, one of your big outlets, put us in the top 5 crime horror films of all time, which is just so cool and crazy, and I didn't expect that. And then, like, my DMs blew up after that article got released, and we've been getting some, like, really kind critiques, and like, you know, it's just been super supportive, which has been really good. You know, it is a film that is kind of polarizing in a way. So we've got like, you know, although it's like an exorcism film, it's somewhat of an anti-exorcism film. So if you're going to go in wanting to see head spinning, you'll be very heavily disappointed that it's a domestic abuse story. But like, you know, but when people kind of see that change, some are really pleasantly surprised. So it's it's been really good, really well received in the States, which has just been like amazing for us. So yeah, like really proud of what the team did, and I'm just like kind of going on that journey.
Hell yeah, man! Hell yeah. Nick, congratulations!
Please tell everybody the name of the movie so they're not confused as to what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, yeah. So the film is called... Yeah, I probably should have started with that. Wow, PR would be losing it right now. I'll cut it for you. Or am I just burying the lead for suspense? It's called Godless, the Eastfield Exorcism.
Nice.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. Well, so next week, our next week's episode is going to be Broken.
Oh, by Seether.
By Seether and Amy Lee.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll be a fun
one. Oh, wow. That's a good one too. I love that song. I loved that song when I was younger. And
you could have picked that one. You picked Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah, I just think. Yeah, I don't know why I did. Now that's great. All right, I'm coming back. No, it's all good.
Look, I'm just gonna be like forever that
third wheel.
Yeah, we'll have a third member of the podcast. You keep doing this and bring it on. What you bring it on?
Oh man! All right, guys. Well, that was. That was it for this week's episode. I guess follow us on anything that we have. Follow Nick. Go watch his movie.
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's do all those things.
That's all I got. Nick, thank you so much for joining us for this. Nice. And thanks, giving us so much. We appreciate you.
It's been awesome. And I'm sure we'll do this again sometime soon.
All right. Guys, thank you so much. That's Jared.
That's Travis. And that's Nick.
Peace. Bye.